This week's episode of Radio Labyrinth is produced by Mike Spittler, Sean Hall, Wendy Muller, Andrew Hopkins, and Jonathan Wilson. And also Keith Tate.
This comic strip is lame and derivative.
I'll be the judge of that.
Stan Lee!
Creator of Marvel Comics?
Greetings, true believers.
Felix, I'm sorry that I messed up your audition.
No, that's all right.
I don't know what comes out. I just have to do it my way.
Of course. Listen, now for me. Play some Bach on the guitar.
No more Bach. Will you play my favorite Mountain Dew?
No. Play a nice classical thing, please.
I don't want to hear anything classical. I want to hear
Mountain Dew!
Wait. Could I do something for myself?
So you're saying I should keep trying?
Absolutely. And if you fail, you can always open a comic book store.
Stan Lee insulted me. But in Bizarro World, that means he likes me.
Empty Arms Hotel. Clerk person, me and my wife, the refrigerator, are checking out of room 414.
Your wife the what?
My wife, she thinks she's a refrigerator.
Why, that's ridiculous. No woman would think she's a refrigerator. I refuse to believe that.
Good. Then you won't believe that room full of ice cubes we're leaving upstairs.
Come on, damn it. Change. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, forget it. Mm-mm-mm-mm. I really did it once.
Yes. I just wish you had the power to leave my store. Mm-mm-mm. Almost had it there.
You know, Roy, it ain't really too hard to tell a woman's age. And ain't really too smart either.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
What are you talking about, Hal?
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
Going to the movies, Roy?
No, I ain't.
Hey, watch your grammar, Roy. I'm not going. He is not going. They are not going. Get it?
Yeah, ain't nobody going.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Enough said.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Jeff Leboff, Stephanie Swain, Autumn Fisher, and sometimes effing Ira Malkin.
How are you, Steph?
I'm okay. I'm all right. A little chilly.
Yeah?
It's blustery out there. Got that
blustery.
Yeah, you know. I know you're feeling that Pennsylvania.
I don't care
chill.
Where I'm from. This sucks.
Snowed like hell in Mansfield.
I saw that in Pennsylvania where Jeff and I are from. It snowed like hell. And they got how many inches?
Right, four to 8 inches.
And there's more coming, right?
Yep.
Where's Eric Malmstrom now? Is he in Ohio?
He's in Pennsylvania.
Okay, so he.
And he posted pictures of snow too.
Oh, yeah. He was not feeling it.
He's one of our good listeners.
Yep.
All of them are good, but he's also good. Hi, everybody. It's episode 151. We're having some nitro coffee.
I'm glad that you brought. See, I didn't drink.
Oh, it
any
said
coffee.
Shake well. I didn't shake it.
Me so. Either. Shit.
Yeah, I shook it up on the way down here.
Okay.
There's no milk in it.
No, there's nothing.
There's no dairy. It's
no dairy, organic, no sugar.
Oh, it tastes good though.
Yeah, I know. It's just pumpkin-y enough to not be annoying.
Yeah.
It is good. It's good. I like it.
Yep.
So yummy.
Why do we have Nitro Beverage Company coffee, Jeff?
Well, I got some and I tried it and it was great. And I contacted them and said, hey, you guys want to give away some to one of our Patreon patrons?
Uh-huh.
So we got 2 12-packs to give away. We can give away one this week and then one next week or a week after.
All right. So we'll give one away.
It's good stuff.
We'll give one to a random...
draw a random Patreon
today. So, hey, you got to listen to the end of the show to find out if you want. How are they going to be able to claim it?
They'll contact me or I'll contact
them.
You'll
mail it to them? Mail them a case of coffee?
No, they gave me a code that they'll put in on the website when they order.
That's fucking cool.
That is very cool.
So
if you want to order some, though, if you don't win, mm-hmm. you go to nitrobeverageco.com and you can order it. It's like $48 for a 12-pack, but it's fucking worth it. So good.
$48 for a 12-pack?
Yeah, but it's shipped on ice. And next day.
Uh-huh. You get a discount? No one's going to order $50 of coffee.
Well, you know.
Well, you know, it's true. If you were to buy that much coffee, it would be expensive. Coffee ain't cheap.
What's our guy? Who's our dude that came here a couple times?
Billy Atchison.
Okay, so mm-hmm. we learned from him that if you take cold brew coffee and heat it up, it's the best cup of coffee, right?
Oh, I know it is.
So ever since he told us
And this is nitro, which means it's got the nitrogen in it, which if you remember...
If you're having a heart attack, you can chew on it.
No, you didn't go with us when we went to...
No.
Banjo Cold Brew, but we all tasted. They have at on tap there at Banjo.
Oh, they do.
They it's have nitro.
Really awesome. And we left there all.
But the nitrogen they put in these cans. So
well, this is what I was gonna say was I will stop and I will get some cold brew on my way to work, right. Like go in the store, and then when I get to work, then I heat it up.
Yeah,
and that is like three something for a bottle of that.
But it's worth it. It's really really good. And there's not a lot of acid in it.
So what's 3 times 12, right?
Uh-huh.
So
3 times 12 is 36.
Whatever.
Yeah, you know,
so that's about how much it is.
I have been using for the last couple of years, ever since I met my wife, been using a French press.
Oh, fancy, like you're Dexter and you're going to kill people?
Well, I always think of Dexter whenever I make it, him pushing it down. But, you know, I didn't know how to do it at first, and I was always bothered how much do you put in or whatever. Yeah. And I started, you know, using it. But it's very acidic when you make it that way, and you have all that oil at the bottom. So I've gone back to using the Mr. Coffee drip machine.
You're not using that silver pot that sits on the stove and goes boom, 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 boom.
You're talking about the one that they have at church?
Yep.
The percolator?
Yep. It's time
now,
for the percolator.
That's, I know people who do that. Our friends.
You used to have a percolator.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Sean and Lisa. You know, we've talked about them ad nauseum on this show, especially Lisa. You know, you guys.
They got a percolator.
She's still mad at us for trashing The Walking Dead. You just don't understand.
Love you, Lisa.
I'm going to have her back on to talk about The Walking Dead since nobody else is watching it except me.
When's the season end?
Two more episodes.
We'll have her come in. You know, Larry Wax from, you know, my old coworker is supposed to be on one of the next two episodes.
Here?
Well, he said it was the next to the last one of the season.
So it'll be
on
this
The Walking Dead. Oh, I thought you meant here. He was going to be on one of our episodes.
No.
Oh.
This coming
I'm not opposed to that. If he wants to, I'd have him come in. Yeah. It'd be fun to catch up one day. What?
I said you have fun with
yeah, that. You're going to be here too because no, you guys have, he has to apologize to you for that tit thing.
I'm not squashing beef. I don't squash beef.
There's no beef.
I don't want to squash it.
There's no beef. It's fucking how it was. What 2005? Get over it. Or six? I don't remember.
Anyway.
If it's the second to last, then Larry should be on this week, this Sunday.
Okay. Well, everybody watch it. I'm gonna.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna fast forward to it and find a picture of it and go. Oh, I know that guy. I'll be under it. I can't watch it anymore. I'm just not interested.
It's just.
Yeah, it is. Hey, everybody.
Judith. Character is kind of like nude-ish annoying.
Newt. Okay.
From Alien.
Mostly.
Mm. I'd be into it if
they
Judith.
Mostly eat at night. Mostly.
I'd be into it like if Judith was a zombie.
Yeah.
And, you know, she had like a zombie army.
Mm-hmm. So it is eight years ahead of time now. It's all
6 years.
6 years.
And Michonne had another kid with Rick.
Okay.
That they just showed that's 6 years old.
All right, what's the child's name?
I don't think they said.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Is it boring like its parents?
Nah, I don't know.
He was born without an arm. He just had a sword. Does he have dreads?
No.
Is the king still alive?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
Him and Carol are hooking up.
Oh, they are?
Yeah,
I figured
that
was
I think they're married now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, not really.
No, on the show.
You can't get married because...
Well, they have that preacher.
Well, I don't care.
You can't get, well, you know, you can't get ordained online.
Right? Speaking of the preacher, his ex-partner from The Wire is on Ray Donovan this season.
Yep.
I tweeted to him the other day. I said, hey, I'm late on the show, and my favorite thing about the new season of Ray Donovan is the new cast.
Right.
So he's on it. Donald Faison.
Yeah.
Was he on it last season?
He's been on a couple times.
Okay. I love Donald Faison.
Yeah. I think I might get back into it now that Abby's dead.
There's been
there's
been a big shift. So now. Like,
he's in New York, right?
Yeah. This season
that looks
good
to me.
He's time
good
to jump back on.
He's kind of fucked up. He's just walking around.
And he's just brutally beefy. Well, he just looks like he could just
kill himself
the hell out of somebody.
Spoiler alert. He tried to kill himself at the end of last season and in the beginning of this season.
Yeah. He tried twice?
No.
He didn't try hard
it was
enough.
The same. At the end of last season, he jumped off a bridge.
What?
And then the season ended. And then the beginning of this season, they show him going
over
the
bridge. Like a truck full of mattresses came by and he fell
in? No, he fell in a river and that cop from The Wire jumped in and saved him.
Oh.
The one thing I've noticed this season, and I don't want to sound insensitive, is that...
Anytime you say that.
Bridget has a nice set of tits.
Who's the daughter?
Bridget. Bridget's the daughter. Yes, she does.
She has never been attractive at
all. She's not attractive. She just has a nice set of tits.
Oh, Bridget. Oh, yeah. She has Shire face.
Shire face. Is that like ass eyes?
Kind of.
No, she's not Walter Goggins.
What did I just see Walter Goggins on? I saw him on something. I can't remember.
The two new cast members of Ray Donovan are Dominic Lombardozzi.
Right.
And Lola Glaudini. Do you know what Lola, do you remember her? Lola?
No.
She was on NYPD Blue.
Oh, okay.
And then, she's been in a lot of shit, but then most notably, I remember her, she was on The Sopranos. She was Will Arnett's wife. So she was an FBI agent who went undercover to, you know, become friends with Adriana.
Mm.
And then once Adriana got arrested, they gave her a new caseworker because she was freaking out on whatever. But she had a good role, a good arc on that series, and she's a good actress. And they're both really, really good on the show. I like anything with people from The Wire, you know, or The Sopranos.
Sure.
It's just that loyalty to those two shows.
Anything in it? So, I mean, I take it there's like a lot more mafia stuff in this.
Not yet. Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay.
I'm only on episode two because I haven't skipped ahead.
Oh,
and
okay.
I know there's three, so I haven't watched it yet. But we've been busy, and I haven't watched a lot of TV and stuff. But we'll get to that later. This is episode 151. Please follow us on social media. You can go to Facebook. Just search for Radio Labyrinth. We are there. Twitter is @radio_labyrinth. You can also follow @RadioLabyrinth, but we don't check that one very often. I'm at Tim Andrews here on Twitter. Jeff is?
At Jeff Keys, K-U-I-Z.
At Steph Olympicus on Twitter.
Yeah.
Don't follow my Facebook.
You're not on Instagram.
Hey. Not on Instagram.
Hey, bird.
You can.
Oh, no, I am on Instagram.
Are you?
I just don't, you know, do like I should.
I put all my drawings on there.
I see you put your drawings on there.
I saw your Hillary drawing.
I liked that drawing. It was actually pretty
good. It was a good drawing.
You know, I could hear the laughter in Hillary's voice when in the cartoon.
It's inspired by The Killing Joke, the classic Batman comic book, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Right.
I see the influence. You could see the chortle.
Yes. Yes, because she keeps inserting herself into everything.
I saw your Stan Lee drawing. That was good.
Did you like that?
That was really good.
Thank you.
70s Stan Lee.
That's the Stan Lee I know.
Yeah.
Very touching.
The naked Stan Lee.
The what?
The naked Stan Lee.
What do you mean the naked Stan Lee?
He posted the naked that one time.
Oh, he did? Yeah. When? For what? Yeah. Playgirl or something?
Yeah, like about the time Burt Reynolds did his, he did one too.
Oh.
I don't ever want to see that.
Did he shoot from his web shooter?
No.
Right, where are we going with this? You can follow Autumn Pritz, who's not with us tonight, @Auto.
Fucking Autumn.
Auto Pritz.
Autumn A.
Ira's playing right now at Fat Matt's Rib Shack.
Well, you know what? We could have told people if he'd send us when he's playing.
Actually, he's playing tomorrow or Friday. If you're listening to this on Friday, go to B's Crackling Barbecue.
You might be listening to it on Saturday.
Don't you pull your shit. I need it on Friday because I got my dog stuff
thing.
To promote.
We didn't have
Saturday.
It last week, so
I know, right?
Slacked out. Plus, we had a live show.
So if you're listening this Friday, go to B's Cracklin' Barbecue and watch Ira and,
all right,
the, and the Vipers.
Cracklin' Barbecue, yeah. Ira and the Vipers. So what are we talking about this week? It's Thanksgiving next week. We aren't going to be doing a show, but here's what we are going to do. We aren't doing a show next week, right?
Wednesday? Why not?
We're not doing a Thanksgiving show because Thanksgiving is Thursday. I don't want to fuck around with it. Aren't going to be traveling and stuff, but then again, they might be listening to podcasts. I'm interviewing Anthony Cumia on Tuesday.
So we can put that out.
So depending on the length of that, that'll be the episode.
How about that? That's good.
Yeah. I don't know.
People will be fine with that. People are used to reruns and bullcrap this time of year.
Yeah, but not from their favorite podcast.
So no one wants to go to Matthew's cafeteria with me?
I'm having Thanksgiving with my parents out in Hiram, Georgia.
I don't do buffets.
It's not a buffet. It's a cafeteria.
I don't do cafeterias.
That place is awesome. You ever been there?
My father-in-law raves about it.
It's fucking good.
I say what you will. I am trying to be a vegan.
Are you really?
I'm going for it.
What are you gonna do on Thanksgiving?
I'm not eating a bunch of crap. I don't really care about Thanksgiving foods anymore. It's just not a big thing for me anymore.
Really? It'll always be for me till I'm dead, which probably won't be very long.
This is dairy free, so
I know.
Organic.
I looked right away.
You're good.
I messed around today and ate a piece of cake. So this is my only issue.
Oh, that cookie's probably got some dairy in
it. Of course it does. So that's really the only thing.
So you're trying to get rid of the... You're going full vegan.
Trying my best. Now, is the husband too? He is vegetarian. He's going with me on the vegetarian ride.
Okay.
I can't know if he'll ever give up cheese. That's going to be his thing.
How could you give up cheese?
I'm giving it up. I feel good. I haven't had cheese in over a month.
You used to make it a mazza.
Yeah, all that fake cheese tastes like fucking socks.
I won't even fool with that.
It does. It's like if you'd let
it... What's it made out of?
Socks.
No, seriously, what's it made of? You made it at Amazon.
It can't
right.
be. No, it just smells like
all right, I'll give you, I don't know the full recipe, but.
This is for the cashew cheese.
Cashew cheese. You take some cashews.
Right.
Cashews. Then you take miso paste. Mm. You know what miso paste
sure.
is?
Sure.
I like miso soup.
And a little olive oil. Mm. I believe some salt and some garlic and onion powder. And you blend it all together and then you cook it. And then. You have to cook it again because you usually burn it.
That salt comes out of the ocean, though, and the ocean is totally full of fish pee, so that's not makes it.
That's right.
Oh, gross.
No, it's salt mined from the mountains.
Oh, okay.
Does it have like a string? Does it string like cheese?
No.
Not even close?
No, I hate vegan cheese. Like I said, all of it tastes like socks.
Wow. I'm just not even going to bother.
How many socks have you tasted?
Lots. I have a foot fetish.
Yeah, but you got to take the sock off to get to the foot.
No, I don't like the feet. I like the. I like
you
those.
Just like the sock.
You don't like to wring the foot sweat out of the sock.
Well, yeah. Back in the early days of eBay, when you could, you know, be when it was libertarian,
when you could get a stinky sock.
When you could
sock.
Buy like Jenna Jameson's sock on
yeah.
eBay,
or just you know, it was called. Then they had to change it to well worn. But at first, you could get a nice dirty sock, sniff it.
No.
I don't even want to look at you with that toboggan on when you say sniff it.
Sniff my toboggan. You want to smell my toboggan?
Frightening. No.
I bought this toboggan at a Target in Virginia.
I had my glasses on. Down
That's
the hallway, I thought you had a beret on.
No. I don't wear berets.
Take off. That's a toque.
Decade
Take
you think
off.
This is with the berets. I had a friend that wore a beret back in the 90s. We made fun of him. He stopped wearing it.
Well, he should have. I mean, unless he was in an alternative... Idiot band. There's no reason he should have been wearing one.
Alternative idiot band. Oh, God. So where were we going? Oh,
we were talking about Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
What we were doing. What were the plans?
Sit home and eat a bologna sandwich.
Oh, Jeff.
Do you want me to ask my parents if you can come
thing.
To Thanksgiving dinner?
Too many people over there, Jason.
Well, the reason.
Family.
Well, it's my sister-in-law's family's going to be there. So yeah. We're not even. It's not even at my dad's house. It's going to be at my brother's house.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You got too many people over there.
That sounds like a nightmare to me, an absolute nightmare.
Oh, I know what we're talking about. Matthew's Cafeteria in Tucker, Georgia, which is delicious food, country cooking, beautiful place. So we're having, we're building a kennel in our basement so we can, you know, watch dogs.
That's adorable.
Is that part of the dungeon?
I love it.
No, it's not part of the dungeon's a level lower.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, that's so what I want. Well, whenever we do finally move, mm-hmm. that's exactly what I want to do.
Well, we got that big, great big backyard. And so the guy who's building it for us, he was going to Matthew's. So apropos to nothing, but that's what
for Thanksgiving?
No, he went there last night to eat, or 2 nights ago to eat.
So they're open on Thanksgiving.
This year they're going to be open on Thanksgiving, so I said to Tim we should go, but Tim's like, no, I'm not going.
Why don't you go to Art of the South and have the ham bar?
Yeah.
Are they doing that again?
They do it every year.
What's a ham bar?
He has hams from all over the Eastern Seaboard.
Doesn't all ham taste the fucking same?
Not according to Art. And not according to a lot of the people that go there and pay, what is it, like $80?
Yeah.
$80.
The only ham that's bad is boiled ham. I hate boiled ham.
What about Spam?
No, Spam is gross.
What about
gross.
Chopped ham?
Chopped ham is good.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be surprised, honestly, all the crap that I've been getting, like these fake chicken nuggets and all this other kind of crap, it's so good now. Like, it's hard to believe that this is not real meat. And my mom sent me an air fryer, which is the freaking balls.
No, those
oh
aren't supposed to be good
God.
For you. Those are not supposed to be good for you.
Why? What do they do to you?
I don't know. You're not supposed to eat all that fried shit.
Well, that's true, but
not,
I'm just
air
saying.
It's air-fried, though, so it's not oil-fried.
Oh, it's all, and that's what I'm saying. It's like it came straight out of a freaking fryer, but it's not greasy
Can
at all.
Can you make
all.
French fries in it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, anything you put, I could put a
Are they crispy?
Yeah, so crispy.
Can you make a turkey in it?
No, it's not that big.
Set it and forget it.
And let me tell you something. I was, for the first few days that we got it, I would have thrown my damn shoes in there. I mean, I just wanted to see, because everything you throw in there, it comes out perfectly crisp.
See, I told you they could fry
no
my
grease.
Shirt.
No grease. I would try it.
I didn't say you should. I didn't say they couldn't. I said you shouldn't.
I'm just, if you haven't already said, you know what
this
you want.
This Showtime Rotisserie and Barbecue is now priced under $100.
Remember
That's
Ron
right.
Popeil?
I do. Under $100. order it in black.
This is 30 minutes.
Or order it in white.
They still are, you know, right? What? Didn't he do the spray on hair, too?
Yeah, he did all that shit.
Yeah.
And Weird Al had that song. Mr. Paul Pale! I need a pocket fisherman.
Speaking of which, Weird Al's coming back to Chastain. We should go.
Yeah, I don't know. Finish.
He's playing with an entire symphony.
I know.
Finish what, the air fryer?
You were talking about the air fryer.
Oh, the air fryer. I'm just saying, like, you can put anything in this air fryer, and you heat it up to whatever, and it takes 15 minutes.
Right.
Bam.
To what? To make fries?
To make fries. 15 minutes. Boom.
How many fries you make?
Like a
McDonald's order of fries?
Like a half a bag. Of a frozen bag. Wow. And you can put, you know, all kinds of fresh stuff.
Tater tots,
anything. Like, if you want to put wings in there and you want to bread your own wings or whatever and throw them in there.
You have to bread them?
You don't have to. You can just throw them in there and they'll crisp up the skin.
Where does the fat go?
I don't really know.
Does it drip down into the bottom?
I'm not sure. I don't understand the technology, Tim. All I know is that it is so crisp.
It drips down into the sock.
There's no dripping. There's like a little pan and you're sickening. And then there's a couple of other things I haven't used it. There's a little cake pan.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a cake in there, and you can make a pizza in this thing.
Okay, so
that's not fried.
It cooks it, though.
I don't know how it works.
So what does this all come from? You don't want to eat meat anymore.
I just started feeling like a hypocrite.
Why?
Because I am so about animals.
The dogs
and then I'm eating ham
eats
and
dogs.
Shit. And but you know,
not so fast.
Here's the thing. I'm gonna bitch
Stop
about.
Stop it. It's sensitive. You're in timeout.
I'm gonna bitch about people in China eating dogs, which I do. I get very upset about.
Yeah, but we can't do anything about it.
Well, this is what I'm saying. But you know, people in India probably think I'm an asshole for eating cows. So I mean, it's
assholes for worshiping.
Well, I worship dogs, so I don't care.
You don't have a statue of a dog in your house that you worship.
Honestly, it's just, I mean, I feel like if I don't have the guts to kill something, I shouldn't be eating it. And I don't.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just curious from where it comes.
That's kind of where it's come from. And also
because I know that you like fried chicken and burgers
and all
that stuff.
Of course I do. But it's more like just the taste of it. It's not because it's an animal.
Right.
If you can give me the same thing, like that Beyond Burger, if you had that shit.
No, is it not real meat?
No. Yeah,
it's science meat.
It's science meat. And not only that, it even bleeds because they put beet juice in it. I mean, it looks, tastes
beets, though.
Like a real, you can't taste the
beets. Beets are good if you put
butter
on them.
It tastes like beef. Like, seriously.
All right, what is it made out of?
It's made out of, it's all plant-based stuff. Like, I don't even
soy.
I don't think it is soy.
No, better, I can't. I don't want soy.
It's something else. It's not soy.
No, it's chemicals. It's all chemicals.
Well, what about the meat that they grow in a lab when that becomes?
That's what that Beyond Meat is.
Well, then it's real meat if they do that.
It's not, though.
Yeah,
look
but
it up.
It's not
all right,
animal.
You keep talking.
You look it up. But
it's not animal meat.
I think Leonardo DiCaprio and somebody else is like the big backers.
Beyond Beef?
It's called Beyond Burger.
Beyond Burger.
Yes.
Beyond Meat, the future of protein.
Yes. And the other thing, too, is, and I know, listeners, please don't vomit into your trash cans. But the other thing, too, is environmentally.
They're made from pea proteins.
That's it, pea proteins.
Canola oil.
It's made from Beyonce's pea.
Yes. The soy and gluten-free pea protein mixture initially resembles a paste before being heated and processed by extrusion machine. The beefy crumbles possess
so
the
like
same
Play-Doh.
Protein content. Yeah. I don't know. Does it taste like meat?
Tastes just like meat.
It looks like a burger we got in high school.
Tastes just like meat. That's all I can tell you.
Okay.
And this is my whole thing is like if you can have all your favorite foods, most of them anyway,
yeah,
and they taste the same, why wouldn't you just do it?
I don't know.
And for the fact that, I mean, you see how much.
Because I like the fact that something died to make me feel better.
Well, that's for you. That's not for me. And also, and I know this is stupid.
It's not stupid.
People get so whatever, but environmentally, you know how much money, you know how much we waste just to get beef and all that other crap.
True.
What they do with these, I mean, what is it? It's like 15 gallons of water to make 1 pound of beef. I mean.
Oh, really?
It's all kind of, the gas, the.
The methane?
Greenhouse emissions just from trucking this shit all over the place.
Oh.
I mean, so. Anyway, it's just what I'm doing. Don't hate me.
Everyone should have their own cow and a couple of chickens. They could milk the cow and get fresh eggs, and they could make cheese. If everybody had that, then it wouldn't be a problem.
They could do that.
But everybody's dumb, and then you have homeowners.
What about honey? You can eat honey?
I am trying to not eat honey.
Why?
Because bees make it.
You're supposed to not be.
Is honey forbidden to vegans?
Being, yep. Yeah, anything.
Why?
Because it comes from an animal.
It's their shit.
It's not their shit, it's their puke.
Well, they make it, they feed their fucking babies with it. There's more than enough. That I have an issue with, because honey is wonderful and it's good for you.
I'm not going to get all into the what's right and what's wrong about what they call this. All I know is that you guys asked me what
alien,
my deal was about Thanksgiving,
alien,
and I'm kind of over it. So
I would never judge you for doing it.
If an
it.
Alien landed on Earth and we killed it, would you eat a piece of it?
If it tasted good.
Would you?
Yeah, why not?
Why
what
do
if
you want to eat
it? Delicious, like poplar.
Why do you? What was it? Why is that your first thought? Let me eat a piece of this.
Because it's not
bird
a, it ain't from here. Let's kill it and eat it. It looks good. It's a squid. you don't. You're not doing it for dogmatic reasons. So
no, it's purely just because I
like those PETA fucks.
I feel like those are PETA's a piece of shit.
I know PETA sucks.
They're a piece
they're
of
assholes.
Crap. I mean, if you're going to follow an
most
animal organization,
most activist groups are full of
assholes. ASPCA, they're legit.
Yes, they are.
They are truly legit. They go in whenever stuff's really messed up, and they actually help. PETA's a big pile of crap. It's a money grab.
PETA just gets a bunch of money, and then they get some goofy liberal broad mm-hmm. to take her clothes off.
Don't wear fur.
Yeah. Fuck you. If I want to wear fur, I'll wear fur.
I mean,
it's choice.
It's not about jamming down people's throats. And so I just want everybody to know, we're never going to speak of this again, because I'm not going to be one of those, you know.
You don't want to have to come on in 2 weeks and tell us that you're not a vegan anymore.
No, it's not that. I just don't, you know.
No, it's just not part of. It's
nobody
not,
wants to hear that
you're
shit.
Not, it's not her advocacy thing. She's just doing it for herself. So.
I absolutely. And I'll never, ever say anything to anybody. Eat all the meat you want. Eat all the cheese you want. It's your business. I don't care what you do.
Do you like, can you eat nuts?
Oh, yeah. And
you
I
want
eat
some of these?
I eat these nuts. I'd be eating nuts all day.
Do What's you your those? Favorite nut?
Macadamia.
Yeah.
Cashew.
Macadamia nuts
those
are good.
Benji nuts.
Benji nuts.
Brian nuts.
Brian nuts.
You got Brian nuts?
What are Brian nuts?
They come
nuts?
In a tight little sack.
What?
What?
The hell is
hang on.
Brian nuts.
It's too good to not play, so. Jerky Boys nuts.
Oh, dirt.
Know that one? Here we go. Hang on. Come on. Play, bitch.
Nuts, I'll help you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How you doing here, honey?
Fine. How are you?
What kind of nuts you got there?
All different ones.
Dried fruits, too, I suppose.
Excuse me?
You got dried fruits, too?
Yeah.
All right. What kind of nuts you got, though? I got to have assortment, a wide array.
Wide array.
I'm having a party.
We have all different kinds.
Yeah? Do you have Basenji, like a Basenji nuts?
That's what I was trying to
think. That's a dog.
What other types you got? Let me know.
We have what's a Basenji nut? I'm asking you.
Are they like tiny little dried up like sack nuts? What do they look like? You got cashew?
Yeah, Brazils?
Yeah, like that's right, the Brazils.
Yeah, I have
right.
Brazils. I have all kinds of nuts.
Now, are they still in that little tight little sack they come in or no? No, I was thinking of how they make them nice, the two nuts in the sack there, and they, you know, the bigger ones from Brazil.
I don't know. You'd have to come in and say.
Yeah, what else you got there? You got any, there's a wonderful nut that I taste. I think it's from down south. It's like, they call them Brian nuts. You don't have any of those in?
What are Brian nuts?
They're a special breed of nut, you know. Do you sell beer there?
No.
You don't sell beer. All right.
Why would we sell beer?
Pardon me?
Why would we have a liquor license?
I thought, you know, with the beer and the nuts, they go together, you know?
No, I doubt that.
Okay, that's the end of that. That's one of my favorite calls. That's from Stop Staring At Me, which is, I think...
From former podcast guest,
yes,
Johnny Brennan.
Johnny Brennan. You can hear that podcast by Googling Radio Labyrinth Johnny Brennan. I forgot what number it was. Oh, man.
This Nitro Pumpkin Spice Cold Brew is so good.
Come on.
Oh, what are you... Don't clap for me. Don't clap for me.
Don't clap for me, Argentina.
Don't clap for the Wolfman.
It's nothing to
Who's
clap for.
Who's saying don't clap for the Wolfman?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Gordon Lightfoot. I don't know.
No, close. Same country. Guess who?
The band Guess Who?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good. Yay.
Guess who?
American Woman.
Yeah. All right, so, yeah. So, anyway, we were talking.
We were?
We were about what it takes to be a man.
Who was talking about that?
Nobody. Thanks, Jeff. I'm all fucking wired.
I know, right?
This stuff is great. So go to nitrobeverageco.com and order some.
Dairy-free, organic, no sugar.
Is there gluten in this shit? Because I'm gluten intolerant.
I'm not going to be one of those pussies.
I'm gluten intolerant. Filtered water, organic coffee, and organic pumpkin flavoring.
Listen to this. When you infuse coffee with nitrogen, the results are amazing. Compared to traditional cold brew, a nitrogen infusion creates a sweet, smooth, and creamy texture for an unforgettable drinking experience.
Maybe I should start adding nitrogen to my semen.
Oh, wow. What do you think that would be like? Really cold, like a cold load.
Yeah.
Just do a bunch of whippets before you jizz.
And you just like take a hammer and break her crotch. I'm sorry.
No.
So.
I'm sorry.
That was funny. We had a couple of very big passings in the last week. Most notably, of course, Stan Lee died at the age of 95.
We were going to have Dan Carroll on tonight to talk about it, but he couldn't make it.
When was Stan at the, Dragon Con this year or last year?
I think he was supposed to come.
This year.
No, he was there this year.
He was.
Yeah, or he was supposed to be there.
We had that elder abuse shit going on.
Yeah, he was supposed to be there last year, I think, and he had to cancel it. I think that was the case.
Well, that guy has been a part of our lives since we were born.
Pretty much. 95, that was a good run. But.
Yeah.
Well, and just how much he has influenced even kids. My nephew is, what, 10? Yeah, 10, 11. My sister texted me that day, and she was like, oh, my God, Stan Lee died. I'm going to have to send Brandon down there to you because I'm not going to be able to deal with him. And he's like 10 years old.
He's 10, and he knows him.
Oh, my God. My office mate, she went home. Her son, he's 11. She told him. She was like, hey, you know that guy Stan Lee, he died. And she said he just put his head in his hands, and he went, no.
And he's in every movie.
Yeah, I mean,
he's the highest grossing actor of all time. You know that?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
What do you mean highest?
Because he's been in all those movies that have made a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
If you look it up, Stan Lee is like the highest grossing actor of all time.
That's awesome. Who's going to get all of his money?
Because he's got those cameos. Oh, he doesn't get all that money, I'm sure, but.
Well, his kids are going to fight over that $80 million estate that he left behind.
He had to sue Disney back in the 90s, didn't he? He sued them to get some money.
Right.
Because they bought the comic book company. Now, don't they own, or will they own DC as well?
I don't know about that.
I don't know. Jeff, are you doing one of those SAS ASMR things with the cookie right now?
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'm going to do that with the nitro. Ready?
Oh, wow. I'm having a brain orgasm from listening to it.
Yeah.
I don't really, though. What is this obsession?
Do you squirt?
I know. Ew.
Comes out your nose?
Yeah. It comes out of my ears. But what is with this thing with this SAS ASMR crap?
It's those millennials.
Yeah. Millennials do anything.
It's so gross.
They don't like their new Monopoly game. All right. Stan Lee, rest in peace, my man. You gave us Spider-Man, among other things.
Somebody. Yeah, but if you look it up, all the movies that he's done cameos in.
Yeah.
And like the gross, the box office on those movies.
Uh-huh.
So that makes Stan Lee the highest grossing actor of all time.
Well, I don't know about the Hal guy, but that's Douglas Rain, and he did the voice of Hal.
Right.
Oh, from 2001.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid I can't do that, Dave. Open the door.
He was 90, so that was a pretty good run.
And this one hits me, Roy Clark.
Aww.
The reason it hits me is because I grew up watching Hee Haw.
You better play
Saturday.
A song. You better play us a
you
jam.
You guys keep talking about.
You were. Grew up picking and grinning.
I would grin and then pick.
I loved his hair.
Did you watch Hee Haw? I loved his sideburns.
I watched Hee Haw.
Yeah, of course I watched Hee Haw.
You watched Hee Haw? Jeff, that surprised me because your parents don't seem to be the kind
there
of people that watch Hee
Haw. Girls in there with tight shirts. You know, Jeff watched it.
And they had that girl in the cornfield with
the blonde pigtails.
Oh, they had a lot of girls on that show.
Yep.
And just as about you're just about ready to finish, and there'd be junior samples on the screen.
I figured it'd be the one Minnie Pearl whenever she'd roll up on the set. That's how you could.
Let's see. I'm trying to find him on Hee Haw. You know, there was something I was looking for clips.
He was on Odd Couple.
I know. I have a clip of that in the intro.
I was going to tell you that.
Oh, Roy Clark.
with Jack Lemmon going, Mountain Dew!
How old was Roy Clark?
85 years old.
Yeah.
Geez, I would have thought he was older than that. He was like, he looked like he was 65 when he was on the show.
Yep.
Here's his most famous song, Yesterday When I Was Young. It was a huge hit, but it's a
ballad. Seems the love I've known has always been the most destructive kind.
It's a bad.
Yes, that's why now.
It's a good song, but good song. You don't hear him
so
jam on it.
Before
yeah,
my
you
time.
Could freaking cook on the guitar.
Yesterday, When I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue.
It's a sad song.
I teased at life.
It is sad.
It were a foolish game.
But the reason it Roy Clark means to me as much as he does is because usually on Saturday nights I was spending with my grandparents, my dad's parents, and my grandpa watched Hee Haw every week. He loved it. It was Lawrence Welk and then Hee Haw. Unfortunately, we had to fucking watch Lawrence Welk,
yeah,
which I hated.
Ooh, gross.
But we would watch Hee Haw, and I loved it. I thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember, if it were the wintertime, the roaring stove, the 98,000. Are you crying?
No.
Oh. It'd be cool if you were.
So many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many.
All right. I want to find some of him picking and a grinning. But that show, that's why I like Buck Owens so much. It's why I like Roy Clark so much.
Oh, God. Streets of Bakersfield.
Memories. Oh, hell yeah. And his catalog is so voluminous. Yeah, just a great guy. And, you know what? They have full episodes of Hee Haw on, so I'll skip through it because I know the format of the show. The only thing I didn't like about Hee Haw were those creepy twins.
What about the Crows?
I love the Crows. Now, he's not in this, but I love these songs here. Let's see.
Your father said, son, take her hand in marriage. I thought it was surely the best thing to do. So I took your hand and we up and married. That sorry day, dear, I got all of you.
Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and thought I found true love. You met another and you were gone.
Mr. Roy Clark.
Oh, that was very... All right. Oh, yeah.
Well. I hear that train
coming.
It's rolling down the bend.
And I ain't seen the sunshine.
I was just listening to that on the way here. The Orange Blossom special. I was just listening to it on the way here tonight.
That part. There. And I ain't seen the sunshine.
Yo, Buck and Roy and Pickin' and Grinning.
Oh, yeah. Best part of the show. Ready? This is me on the bass. Get out, it is not your life.
I'm doing the dab to this
really
fast.
How was your vacation, Roy?
Boy, this friend of mine invited me up to his hunting lodge.
Yeah?
Up way in the wilderness for 2 weeks. 100 miles away from the nearest girl. No women for 2 weeks.
Well, did you enjoy yourself?
Who went?
All right. Rest in peace, Roy Clark, man.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like... he looks like... Making a Murderer, the mom.
The mom on Making a Murderer. Nice.
Maybe that's the look she was going for.
Yeah.
Maybe she went to the stylist and said, I want to look like Roy Atkins.
Yeah.
Or Roy Clark, I mean.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we gotta wait at all, you know. No. Well. Yeah. You watching the second season of that?
No. I never watched the first season.
You got to see his lawyer. He's got this southern lawyer lady, and she talks out of one side of her mouth like it looks like she'd had Botox. And she's the kind of lawyer that she'll only defend guilty people if she knows you're innocent. And if you're guilty, she'll find out. She speaks through one side of her mouth, and she's got fake teeth and fake tits, and she has big, you know, dyed blonde hair. She's like 75 years old, but she's trying to get him free.
Is she Matthew McConaughey's grandma?
Tim sounds like he's on Done Disappeared.
Speaking of Done Disappeared, thank you for that recommendation, Leslie. Yeah, God damn great. It, that's funny.
New season of Done Disappeared is going to come out in December, too. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I saw that. December 2nd or something.
What's it called, though? I already knew that.
And Debbie Dorfman.
All of her insecurities and her shitty family life. I hope we find out what's in the shed. Right. But you'll have to keep listening.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the wagon. waggly tail.
Oh, hey, guys. Well, this Saturday, November 17th, please come out to the Downtown Pooch in Roswell, where I will be handling a super yummy Basset mix puppy named Brady. He's so cute. I won't have my own foster dog, Sam Adams, because he is now Sam Jackson and is no longer up for adoption because I am psychotic and I now have five dogs. So I foster failed with Sam. But anyway, I have successfully fostered other dogs, and it would be awesome if any of you out there would consider doing it. Tim's done it. Tim and Caitlin have done it, and they've been able to let some go. So we honestly can't pull dogs from shelters without foster homes for them to go to. Or if you'd just like to donate and help us out, please go to barktowndogrescue.org, and we will take anything you are willing to give. Also, Gwinnett County Animal Shelter will be having a couple of great events coming up this Sunday. You can bring your pet and have a family picture made with Santa from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. All proceeds benefit the Race for Rescues group, who donate much-needed funds to all of our local rescue groups. And please come to the shelter this Saturday after Black Friday, November 24th, for the Name Your Price adoption event. That's right. Name your price. You can take
five
home
bucks.
5 cents even. You can take home a fully vetted new family member for basically nothing.
You gonna cut his nuts out for me?
for like a penny. It's like a penny a nut.
If you How get much do I want to watch? All right, I'm done. Sorry.
But yeah, I'm glad you made me laugh. Because not to be a super downer, but we are super full. And they actually put down a lot of animals recently and nearly ripped my heart out of my chest. So please tell everyone you know.
Did you see that charred cat from California? That made me sad.
I wish the fire would burn all the people. But anyway.
That's terrible. But
I don't care.
Go ahead.
I don't care. But just adopt and don't shop, please. Yes. And
oh, kudos to the mayor of Atlanta for banning.
Kudos to the mayor. Yes. 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 More of that.
Now fix
more
the fucking potholes.
Well, okay. More of
okay,
that.
I'm
and
sorry,
and
I'm
help the homeless
you.
People that are sleeping under across from Rhodes Hall.
Yes,
that'd
please
be nice.
Do that.
But adopt, don't shop. Please spay and neuter your pets. And I'm telling you, even if you think that your dog or whatever's a badass that keep their nuts, they're going to live 35% longer if you get them neutered.
Yeah.
Just get them neutered, man.
Yeah.
We don't need any more puppies. We're all full up. And just keep it, canine.
Woof.
So we're going to talk. We're going to pivot here. Thanksgiving. So, Steph, you put this together?
I did, and it's such as it is. Because I tried to find clips,
yeah.
You know, and some of them I did find clips for. The only one that's really stupid is the Full House one. The rest of them are pretty decent. Oh, and yeah.
Now, the Bill Cosby Wet Adventure, that's sitcom or something else?
No, the Wet Adventure. You have two. Bill Cosby gives you two drinks.
Yeah.
One of them's been spiked, and you have to choose
Trust
one.
Trust me, the name of this episode was not lost on me here.
Oh, I love this episode.
It's so good.
The whole point of the episode is people keep coming to the house.
No, what it is...
But it's raining.
And she keeps sending Cliff back to
the
store to get more crap.
Right.
Because he keeps forgetting stuff.
Shop and go, Cliff.
It's like it's Atlanta
Thanksgiving
out there.
Thanksgiving to get things from the store. Every store is closed. I drove 20 miles. Finally found a place called the Lucky Stop Market. They had a line of people longer than something to see Batman.
Felicia Rashad, hot.
Still, she
beautiful.
Still looks great.
She's beautiful, yeah. But I'm saying back then, hot.
Oh, yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah. Cosby Show was great. This was a fantastic episode.
A lot of them were until the kids got older.
Yeah.
You know, when they were in that sweet spot of being.
When Theo was a young kid,
oh,
he was.
Yeah.
I loved
so
him.
Funny.
I was like, I want to be like Theo.
Yeah. And Rudy was hilarious when she was little.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to have a rich doctor.
My
family.
And your mom's a lawyer.
Yeah.
And you have this brownstone, this outrageously expensive brownstone.
Right.
It would be amazing. And he was such a great dad.
I know he was.
I don't.
Who knew he was drugging all his patients and fucking them?
Listen, people are gray.
He was
okay?
A pediatrician, right?
No, he was an
obstetrician.
What's an obstetrician?
the gyno kind of
yeah.
thing.
We'll get in. I'm going to look at the pussy.
Maybe he felt safe with the pregnant ones.
Hit this laughing gas and let me get to work.
But that whole episode is just him coming in and out of the door. And then it's super juxtaposed with the family getting together and Theo bringing people over and the daughter bringing the older daughter, Lisa Bonet, bringing
yeah.
people over.
I think Cockroach was in that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a funny episode. If you keep watching it, I mean, it's hard not to laugh at it.
Did Lisa Bonet ever come into the barbershop? when you worked there?
No, not when I worked there. She has been in there at parties, but yeah. I heard she just pulled a hoodie up over her head and pulled it real tight. Stood there. She doesn't want to.
Did you see the cover that her daughter? She did the Rolling Stone nude cover.
No, she redid the moms. Uh-huh. I had that on my wall, Lisa Bonet.
Oh, well, you got to check out the daughters.
I don't think she's as hot as Lisa.
Not in the face, no, but her body's better.
Looks too much like Lenny Kravitz, right?
A little, yeah.
It's Zoe Kravitz is her name. She's not, I mean, of course she's pretty, but.
Not Lisa Bonet pretty.
No, Lisa Bonet is one of the prettiest women in pop culture history.
But not now.
She's still hot.
Yeah.
She looked good in Ray Donovan that one season when she was fucking her brother. Maybe that's what turned me on.
I knew it. You and your freaking spanking the monkeys.
Yes, I spank a lot of monkeys from coast to coast. The next show you don't have a clip for, but it's Webster meets his new grandparents when George Papadopoulos and Catherine's mother visit for Thanksgiving. The reunion between Catherine and her mother is not a happy one, so please elaborate on that.
I don't remember it.
I don't either. Why did you put it on there?
I told you. I was terrible at this. I thought Dan was going to be here. Jeff made me think like this wasn't going to be a big deal, and then last night he springs me, Dan's not coming.
Well,
so
changed the day. That's why Dan's
here. He said he thought he could make it, but then he would have to let us know after 4 o'clock, and then like 5 or 6:30, let me know they couldn't make it.
I didn't like Webster.
I didn't. Well, I liked it. I watched Webster all the time.
Even at that age, I liked.
Hey, Webster was your friends with your buddy.
Well, I know. I've met him a million times. What I'm saying is, when I was a little kid, I loved Different Strokes. Why did I love Different Strokes? Did it have anything to do with Mr. Drummond?
Dana Plato.
It was
no,
the title.
That was later. No, it wasn't the title. It was the same reason a lot of kids my age at the time liked it, because Arnold was funny. Gary Coleman was a funny character. He was sarcastic. He was the reason people watched that show. Also, it was a spinoff of Facts of Life with Mrs. Garrett left. And anyway, never mind. Hang on. You wanted to get
with Dudley.
Yeah, well, who didn't? I opened a bike shop on purpose around the corner from that actor's house, and he just would look at me funny when he walked by. Guess I should have put my pants on.
Little did you know.
He tried to touch
Willis was getting molested.
Well, I have a point here. Now, Different Strokes, their mom was Mr. Drummond's maid, right? Or a house cleaner.
Their mom.
And then she died.
Right.
And in her will, she wanted Mr. Drummond to take care of them.
Right.
And raise them. So he goes and he picks them up in a limousine in the ghetto, whatever. Hmm. The point of all these shows is in the 80s, the way to introduce younger black families.
Let's go get them from the ghetto.
To go shopping for a little black orphan. And I mean, you have to take it with a grain of salt that those were sitcoms and everything. But on the flip side of that, there were shows that were primarily for black families, like Good Times, but, you know, that was for white and black families. But they were in a ghetto and they were poor. You know what I mean? And they were a loving family. And I guess it was to show everybody that everybody's the same. But then Cosby comes along and says, fuck no, I'm a doctor. My wife's a lawyer. We live in a super nice neighborhood. Fuck you. And I love that. And it was the number one show for I don't know however many years. Mm-hmm. But it didn't pander to you. So the reason I didn't like Webster, even though he was a cute little kid, was just because it was just like, these two people, they can't have a kid, so they go find a little midget.
But hey, he wasn't supposed to be a midget.
That's not the proper nomenclature, dude.
and he wasn't a midget. He has that kidney disease.
Yeah, he's got that same thing that Gary Coleman had.
Yeah.
Well,
and also, I think the kid that played Gage in Pet Sematary, I think he had it too or something.
Did he? Is he dead?
No, but I don't think he got any much bigger after like Freddy's New Nightmare. I think that was like his max.
Speaking of Pet Sematary, did you see that shitty trailer?
I can't. No, it looks good.
John
Lithgow doesn't even have a New England accent.
No, there's
no reason for
it to be made. It's dumb. I hope Stephen King chokes on the check.
Hey, you leave him alone.
Fuck that guy.
No.
Yeah, go ahead and make a remake of it. I need more money. I'm Stephen King and I need more money.
Because you'd throw it in the trash. You'd be like, I don't want $10 more million.
We need a whole new generation of kids to watch the movie.
What's wrong with the original?
There's a lot of kids like Jeff who actually weren't looking forward to it.
Why?
Yeah. I think it's going to be good.
You already know the story.
Yeah, I know, but I think they could do it with modern.
Did they improve on Carrie with the five remakes?
No.
I like the Chloe Moretz one.
Why?
That's just because you're a pervert. It doesn't have anything to do with the actual movie being better. It's just because of your pervishness.
Yeah.
There's nothing pervish about liking Chloe Grace Moretz. She's a fabulous actress.
She was like 14 in that movie or something.
And Carrie?
I think so.
All right.
She's legally.
Absolutely no reason to remake that movie. The one with, Frank Mann or Frankenstein or whatever.
No, there's no reason to remake
Fred Gwynn.
Okay. Yeah, they shouldn't remake any of Stephen King's 80s, 70s movies.
Well, some of them they can. Awesome.
Well, it, okay, all right, fine. They did a good job with it, but that was a miniseries for TV.
But you also knew the reason it was terrible is because you know what's going to happen. The only thing that they left out was the gangbang.
I love.
And I was very disappointed.
Well,
by
I
that.
Really enjoyed the remake of it.
I liked it too, but it's great. I know the story. I hate it when I already know the story and I know what's going to happen.
Well,
and
don't read books creepy. Anymore then.
Yeah, fuck reading.
It was still creepy.
I like the original better because I like John Ritter and Tim Reed and all those guys.
Well, let's not be negative. Let's
and
go
Harry.
On.
Harry.
Harry the Hat.
Yeah. Harry Anderson.
Yeah, is he dead?
Yep. He is dead.
Okay.
Passed not too long ago.
Yeah, that's right. All right, here's another one. This one is super classic. One of the best ever. And I'm going to...
Did this run out?
No, fuck you, YouTube and your bullshit. Cheers.
Why don't you get that YouTube premium?
Who's paying for that?
Autumn.
Autumn,
she'll
yeah.
She'll share her password.
She doesn't have
you.
Cable.
So get her Autumn's password so you can skip all the commercials.
All right. So the whole premise of this Cheers Thanksgiving episode is they get together. Why do they all get together at Norm's house?
Jeff knows.
You guys remember?
No, I don't remember.
Well, everybody's Thanksgiving plans fell to hell.
Okay.
So that's why the episode's called Thanksgiving Orphans.
Okay.
So they've all ended up here at Norm's place.
Right. They've all ended up at Norm's.
Beer is out of town, you know, you name it.
Right.
I think Carla's kids are with her ex, with Nick.
Carla? And then you have Diane dressed as a pilgrim in the kitchen.
Well, just because, you know, she's always got to be extra about things.
Oh, yeah.
And so are the carrots.
All right, so she throws the carrot at him after he throws the peach at, or the pea at him.
These little bit of yams?
Now let me tell you, the reason this is so good, because this is the season after Frasier was a pussy and he turns into bitter Frasier.
You should go back just a little bit further before that part whenever Frasier's saying that, you know, how they ended up there.
All right, hang on, let's see.
Unborn of little pup. The little pup thing has a name. It's called a thermometer. Now, can we, oh, please say thermometer.
Thermometer,
yeah. We can say it till we're blue in the face. It's not going to make it pop out any faster. Once as if anybody ever loved us at all. Dropouts.
Wait,
oh,
here
who
we go.
The hell do we think we're kidding? We're all a bunch of pathetic dropouts. Scorned by our loved ones as if anybody ever loved us at all.
Hey, will you lighten up, man?
The only thing wrong here is we're hungry now. Who else wants to join me in these ice cold potatoes?
Being here with the jello soup.
Yeah, I'm dying to try some of the hair growing on the crudité.
So it is one of the most classic episodes of situation comedy ever, especially from the 80s. Cheers was one of those shows that I can still watch and laugh.
Oh, sure.
Seinfeld, I can still watch and laugh.
Oh, God, all the time.
Yeah, there aren't a lot, but there are a few. let's move on a little bit here. You didn't have this one, but I added it anyway.
Oh, cool.
I mean, it's pretty cliche.
It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving. From W.K.R.P.
By the way, Bailey was hotter than
what a
the other
sight.
One.
Oh.
The helicopter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. The third. There's no parachutes yet.
Skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but... Oh, my God, they're talking! Can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! This is terrible. The
car is running around pushing each other. Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
And that's missing the most famous line, which is Mr. C saying,
Mr. Carlson.
Yeah, God is my witness. I thought turkeys could fly.
And I think the reason I didn't add that is because it's 70s.
Yeah.
But that's why.
We skip around. There's an article. It's an article from November 27th, 2014 in the AJC.
Because that really happened, right?
Rodney Ho, yes.
In Atlanta, yeah. Rodney has that story about it.
He's talking about the article, and he the show Okay, hang on a minute. As God is my witness, out there, and this is from Rodney's article. The WKRP show was created by former Atlanta ad executive Hugh Wilson, who based some of the characters and antics from Quixie, a powerhouse AM top 40 station, back when AM radio ruled. Now, that would be 790.
No.
And, okay, the disaster was inspired by a very much less horrific turkey giveaway where Quixie general manager Jerry Bloom, the inspiration for Mr. Carlson, had conjured up in the late 1950s in Dallas when he dropped turkeys off of a pickup truck.
Okay.
So his son, Gary Bloom, said his dad never did anything like that. The public went nuts fighting over the turkeys, and it was a mess. He used the story along with other funny stories to embellish them to come up with the storylines at WKRP. The turkey drop never happened, even though it's kind of folklore around here that it was based on that. But it's pretty cool that WKRP in Cincinnati, one of the classic shows from our generation, is based on an Atlanta radio station, WQXI.
Didn't really throw them out at Lenox Mall.
No, they did not.
Okay.
Well, that would have been cool, though. They had all hit the big pig.
Throw them at the carousel.
Yeah.
Or the Ferris wheel.
All right. Family ties. Slammer Thanksgiving. I don't
with
know.
Zillow,
oh, eat me. Fuck you, YouTube, and your goddamn fucking commercial.
What's the score of the football game, Grandpa?
He fell asleep a few minutes ago.
I just don't. So what's the score of the game?
I don't know. As soon as he dozed off, I switched the channel.
That's so popular. How can you watch that junk? It's demented. It's depraved. Who's she?
That's Belinda.
Is that her husband?
Now, what happened? Are they protesting or something?
Strapless gown.
His parents are, and they go to jail.
Plumber. Her husband hasn't been around since he lost his job. He had a nervous breakdown, moved to Union City, and now he gives sewing lessons.
Everything's under control in the kitchen. I'm keeping Grandma away from the stove.
Good going.
I've got her doing some busy work. You know, organizing.
Here's a news update on a fast-breaking story. Trouble broke out this afternoon at the Blackstone Nuclear Research Laboratory.
That's Mom and Dad.
With the police. Nobody knows exactly who started it, but it looks like a lot of people are going to spend this Thanksgiving in jail.
No. Look who the grandpa is. You know who played the grandpa?
No, who was it?
Dick Sargent.
Oh, yep. Was it?
I knew you were going to like that.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if it was Dick York or Dick Sargent, because I can never tell the difference.
Nope, Dick Sargent. He was a dick surgeon, all right. He made him stand at attention when he was sucking him.
Oh,
he was gay. I was just making a bad joke. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And let's make sure that this ALF clip we're about to play didn't have a fucking commercial. It's from Daily Motion. Couldn't find it on YouTube.
Shut up. But there's no commercial.
I know. Why say shut up?
I tell you guys about Thanksgiving on Melmac.
Why would they have it in space?
Yeah.
This is so funny, though.
Thanksgiving on Melmac wasn't called Thanksgiving. It was called Fappiano. And we didn't eat turkey.
Fappiano.
Instead, we sat down to a nice, big, juicy stuff.
Time out. We know exactly what you're going to say, Alf, and you know that we find that offensive.
What was I going to say?
Cat. Big, juicy, stuff. Cat.
But now we'll never know, will we?
Oh, God, that whole episode's on here. I might have to watch that.
It's very funny. You can definitely... Alf was... Little did we know there was a heroin addict writing it, so that's why it was so funny and
Willie was a crack addict.
I didn't... Oh, that's right, he was.
Yeah.
That's why it was so good. It was so drug-fueled.
Yeah, I know. Here's another one you posted. Married with Children, a Bundy Thanksgiving.
I hate to be a needy husband, a demanding husband, and... Your husband. But where the hell is my Thanksgiving pie tin?
Why don't you check under the couch where I keep the other dirty dishes?
Once again, Peg, way to homemake.
Now,
I can't quite reach.
Well, here. Want to try my bonbon retriever?
Oh, wait a minute. I got something. Hey, it's from Bud's Nursery School. He failed his TB test, Peg.
God, where can you find all these old episodes of TV? I guess you just have to find them on YouTube.
Married with Children's on Hulu or something, isn't it?
I don't like watching shit on Hulu because I refuse to pay extra. Here's one that I probably never saw because I didn't watch this show.
Are you doing the Full House one? I told you it's terrible. That clip's not right.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Miracle.
Yeah, I can't take that show. I didn't like any of the people on it.
And then Jeff threw this one on. Since you went off in the 70s,
yeah,
Jeff took it into the 90s.
There's no clip, though.
Or 2000s. Oh,
no, I didn't put a clip
oh,
on
Oh, damn,
there,
Jeff.
I had the Wikipedia article.
I apologize to the listeners for this janky-ass list.
This is a great list. Stop saying janky-ass.
Damn, the internet's not working now.
Starvin' Marvin, South Park. That was a very good episode.
It was.
Let's see.
Hello there, little boy. We're looking for a starving African child who was accidentally sent here instead of a Takeo sports watch.
Who do you point at, Kenny? Or no, Cartman.
Hey, what's going on? Come back on me. That's kick you in the nuts.
Here's your sports watch, son. Sorry for the mix-up.
Hey, who is it? Who are you bringing me out of the night?
It was weird. The Spanish language
subtitle
said legal instead of sweet. So I guess legal is sweet.
I guess so. Well, if we were going to be bouncing all around, I would have put Roseanne on there, of course.
There's tons of them.
Yeah.
We used to, you know, watch soap operas just like Justine Bateman. My mom would watch the soap operas. They were all, even if Thanksgiving was on a weekday. The soap operas weren't reruns ever, so they would show new episodes. So I remember All My Children, General Hospital,
One Life to Live,
Guiding Light, One Life to Live. Oh. I liked Guiding Light, set in Monticello, New York, where nothing ever happens.
I liked Edge of Night.
That was in Monticello. That's what I'm talking about. Edge of Night was in Monticello, yeah, New York, where nothing ever happens.
Right. That was my step grandma. She was an Edge of Nighter.
Edge of Night was kind of a dirtier
one.
Yeah,
it was seedy,
a grimier.
It was like if a Harlequin romance novel was a.
Was it on at night or was it on a network?
I don't remember.
We're gonna have to find out.
Edge of Night.
There was one on the Christian Broadcasting Channel I watched too.
I watched Santa Barbara.
What's Santa Barbara?
That was one of those nighttime.
No, it was during the day.
It was a daytime show, yeah.
Yeah, had Cruise and Eden. That was the Beau and Luke of the... Beau
Luke,
and Luke.
Luke and Laura.
Luke and Laura. Beau and Hope.
Oh, I remember this. Edge of Night. The Edge of Night. Why would they pick Monticello, New York? You ever been to Monticello,
New
York?
No, what's there?
Nothing. I drove through it once. Just because I wanted to see what it was. It didn't have a bunch of hospitals and lawyers.
Is there not like a big...
Did it have any blue guys?
A big statue out there? Like, this is where they filmed Edge of Night?
No, they did not. They might now. I don't know. Monticello, okay, it's a village located in Thompson in Sullivan County, New York. The population was 6,000 at the end of the 2010 census. Why would there be a sitcom? Or not a sitcom, a soap opera about a town that only had 7,000 people in it. They should just call it Mansfield.
Like, really? We're all 7,000 people rich?
It's your wonderful, it's a wonderful life town.
It is?
No, it's kind of like that.
Yeah, I guess. Bedford Falls! All right.
That was based on one of those towns like Monticello.
Oh, yeah. So that's our Thanksgiving tribute this
year. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
We kind of talked about what we watched already. I'll do mine real quick since I didn't watch very much. Jeff's recommendation, staff pick from last week was, or 2 weeks ago, was Tales from the Tour Bus.
Right.
The Mike Judge show on Cinemax. Fucking great. Great recommendation. The last season was really good with the country people, but the George Clinton one, amazing.
Yep.
And
Rick James.
Rick James part one. I can't wait for part two.
Yeah, me too.
Like we talked about Ray Donovan, Making a Murderer, I'm watching, and I'm listening to that podcast. I already knew that. And one called the Last Men on Earth podcast, which...
Will Forte?
No.
Oh.
You probably won't like it very much if you're not into misogyny.
Oh.
Throw me another one of those pumpkin cookies, please.
Yeah, I hope
you
so.
Eat one of these damn cupcakes, too.
I'll take one with me, but...
Give me that cookie.
I want a cookie, yeah.
Do the ASMR cookie eating.
Yeah.
You didn't get into the Aaron Hernandez podcast?
No.
That was so good.
I'm sure it is. I have it subscribed.
It's really good.
I haven't listened to Gilbert in 3 weeks either because I haven't known any of the guests, but I'm sure they're good.
Oh. Well, the Hernandez thing, I binged it.
I'm a couple behind on Gilbert.
These pumpkin cookies are great.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, that's what I watched.
Did you watch The Deuce?
No, I'm not watching that anymore.
What?
I don't care about it.
What?
Yeah. It was good.
I just, okay.
The Karate Kid shot meth.
Porn.
Yeah, Jeff sent me that text.
What?
He's like, did you see that Karate Kid shooting up meth? And I hadn't watched it yet, so I'm thinking, oh, so the Machio's character must be shooting up meth or something on there. And then not until I saw it did I, duh, he shot Method Man and killed him.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love Method Man.
Well, yeah. He was really going down a dark hole with the heroin and whatnot. He was going to overdose if nothing else, but.
He was the nicest pimp.
Larry's all right when he's not smacking you around. Larry at least like lets you go for your dreams.
Yeah, baby, you can suck dick on camera. Just give me some money.
Well, that's how it ended is Larry decided to be a real actor. He started trying out for real roles.
Here's my new thing. I love that show. It's a good show. There's too much television for me. But you don't have to worry. If I'm not watching something, you guys can talk about it, and I'll ask questions and shit.
Well,
because people want to hear about these shows, so don't worry about me.
Well, definitely the Deuce, the Spotify playlist for the Deuce seasons 1 and 2 is
how do you
so
get that?
Good. It's just on Spotify. Just look up the Deuce. It's got seasons 1 and 2, and it's so good.
What kind of music is it?
No, it's all over the board. It's like 70s rock, disco, pop. I mean, it's a really good eclectic playlist for sure.
All right, I'll check it out.
And I like the mob stuff.
I love the mob stuff.
Yeah. And that's why me and Jeff are talking about this. That's why I'm looking forward to that Irishman movie with that new Scorsese flick because it's all 70s mob shit with
good.
De Niro
right,
and Pesci
right.
and Pacino.
Oh.
Bobby Cannavale.
Completely unrelated, but now that King of the Hill, Dustin Lawler told us this last week, King of the Hill is now on Hulu. I started watching season 1 again. I forgot how fucking great it was.
Oh, yeah.
The very first episode ever.
And that boy, already that boy ain't right.
Yeah, that first episode where the guy thinks Hank's beating on him.
Oh, yeah.
And also hitting Peggy and everything. Yeah. Great episode. And he's one of those guys that talks like that. But, you know, the other thing about Mike Judge is I started the beginning of...
Silicon Valley?
No. I started watching the beginning of the first episode of Tales from the Tour Bus. He sounds exactly like Butthead.
And Hank Hill.
Yeah, but he sounds more like Butthead.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's what I watch. Go ahead.
South Park?
To quote... quote Jeff's dad, who's next? I didn't watch most recent.
I'm serial.
Oh my god.
The Al Gore, I only saw the first one, so don't spoil
it. You gotta watch the second part too.
When was this? The second part was on last night, right?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it either. But yeah, that man bird pig was great.
People were complaining that they were apologizing to Clayton. Who?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
Who?
You didn't hear me. Nothing.
Who died? Because
he was trying to spoil some shit. He's trying to spoil some shit.
Who the fuck's Clayton?
Clayton. That's exactly what I said.
Just don't listen to him, Tim, because he's baiting you.
Up there.
See?
There's
Satan.
What? I said Clayton.
I'm going to throw him into
Satan
a pit. I'll throw
die.
You into a pit. To a spoiling
so
pit.
I guess Satan's dead. Thanks, Jeff.
I didn't say I
love
said
it.
Clayton.
Clayton Bigsby, wrong show. The last week's episode, people were bitching that they're thinking that they were apologizing to Al Gore and admitting that global warming is real. And I think, shut the fuck up. It's a TV show. They were having fun with it.
Why would you be mad?
I'm serial.
He's super serial. Well, the whole point of the last week's episode was, you guys didn't listen to me before, so fuck you.
Yeah. So they had to apologize to him to get him to come back and help them.
I know, and he kept making him do right. more and more shit.
Yeah.
It was great.
I thought it was hilarious.
Now, was this the season finale?
No, I don't think so.
That's what, been 6 episodes?
Yeah, maybe.
I forget
they
how
have
they
been crushing it this
yeah,
season.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, I just hope it doesn't end. Because unlike a couple other shows that are animated that have been on forever, South Park stays good.
You know, they'll have dippy seasons or whatever, but
yeah.
This season has been solid all the way through. I love how they did this continuity with Randy and this Tegrity Farms. Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, the Halloween one when he was shooting at him on the scooters.
Yep.
My God. The scoot thing is, that was amazing.
Great.
I loved it. So
yeah,
funny.
Everybody's scooting. The Family Guy, Family Guy is still pretty good. I've watched most of the season. Some of them they drag a little bit, but I like the one where Stewie made a friend.
I don't think I saw that one yet.
I don't even record The Simpsons anymore, which is weird, but I don't.
I haven't watched it in a long time.
Somebody went to trivia. Was it you? Somebody went to trivia. I think it was Lisa and Sean went to trivia last week, and it was a Simpsons question from season 18. She goes, you'll know this. I said, no, I won't. No, I won't. If it's after season 10, I can't quote it. But I can quote all the old ones. All right, so what else did you guys watch? You both
watched
Ant-Man
and the
Wasp.
What'd
you think?
I thought it was all right.
That sucked ass.
Mm. Why did it suck ass?
It was funny.
It had like 5 good moments, and then it went to shit, to me anyway.
Is she naked in it?
No, it was just boring, and it was like same old crap, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't nearly as funny as the first
one to me.
There's
marble fatigue, isn't there?
It wasn't as funny
as the first one, I agree, but it was still funny.
You know, now when you've seen other movies that they do that are so good.
Stan Lee in it?
Yes.
Yeah, he is in it. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It felt like let's make a sequel just because we need to make a sequel, and here you go, guys. Watch it. That's what it felt like.
I don't know. I guess I'll probably keep watching the Marvel movies, but do you think they'll start digitizing Stan Lee in them? You don't think so?
I don't think so.
All right.
I don't think they should.
Jeff started watching The Haunting of Hill House. Yeah, how far are you?
One? I don't know. I'm going to go beyond one.
All right, you want me to tell you who the bent neck lady is?
No, I want you to tell me what's wrong with
Satan.
The people's hands. Everybody's wearing gloves.
You can't intuit. You can't intuit from the first one.
No.
Well, they wear gloves because they're psychic, and when they touch people, they can pick up. Off them.
And it's only the one.
And it's the mom and the daughter.
Why is
Carla Gugino and the older
daughter. Bandage on his hand all the time.
Well, because he got hurt.
Yeah.
Jerk.
By the way, Henry Thomas is killing it as Timothy Hutton.
Yeah. Right. Timmy. You know what?
What about that guy from
liked
Game of
parts
Thrones?
Of that show. It was funny.
What guy from Game of Thrones?
The son. The author of the book.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that is what he was from. I forgot.
You don't like that? I loved it. I thought the whole thing was.
I hated the end of. I mean, I hated.
Why? You know, originally it wasn't supposed to have a happy ending, but they gave it a happy ending.
And they lamed it up.
Well, some would argue that they made it because the times are so negative that they made it happy.
Tim,
if Carla Gugino gave me a happy ending, I'd be
how? Okay,
right on her face.
Carla's like, and the mom is like, yeah, don't leave me here alone. Bitch, you weren't alone. You already killed the daughter. She was there with you.
Well,
that wasn't good enough for you.
She needed the D.
And what?
She needed some ghost,
the ghost dick? Whatever. But I'm just saying.
We all need a little ghost
that
dick.
That was nonsense to me.
I have one. It's very small.
It's a
Did
phantom.
Did everybody watch the vampire episode of Eli Roth?
Loved it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's pretty good.
I wasn't too happy with the monster one, but I.
It was okay. I mean, to me, the best one so far have been the slasher ones.
Yes.
Both of those were
those
excellent.
Were good.
But
I like
the
devil one, too.
Yeah, the possession one. Yeah, that one was pretty good. And then the next one is, the last one is, what is it?
I don't remember what they said.
Steph on her notes has this new show called British People Baking Shit. How is that show?
No, it's just.
Let's put some fine brown dog shit in the oven. We're going to bake it.
They've just got so many. Because Netflix put on the British Bake Show Beginnings, which is. Ones that I haven't seen before back when it was Mary Berry on there and the old other two hosts. And then of course, they had the new season, which Autumn, she said she kind of fell off on. Which, Autumn, I want to tell you, you need to go back and keep pushing through because Noel finally kind of finds his way with that little cross-eyed leprechaun lady that they put him with. And they do start getting funnier together. He gets more comfortable. And by, you know, the second half of the season, it's so much better. So definitely go back and watch it. So I'm watching that. And then, of course, the other British... home cook thing on Hulu. So just that's all I watch pretty much all the time is these nice British people baking shit, and I love it. I live for it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a nice mental hug, I guess. So I like to do that. And the Always Sunny. Did you guys like the Gay Dance Fever?
I haven't seen the last one yet.
I haven't seen it.
Every episode this season's been hilarious, so I cannot wait to hear that one.
It's very heavy.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's really like Mac... He does this big dance sequence to show you what it feels like to be gay inside. And it's, I mean, no doubt, it was hard. And, you know, he's in such great physical shape. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely insane.
I love how they address that, too. It's like, what, why do you look like that?
And, you know, he did it, like, I heard him on, I think it was Dax's podcast, and he talked about whenever he was Fat Mac that season, he wanted everybody to get fat that season, and they told him to go to hell. They weren't doing it.
Really?
So he was like, screw you guys, I'll just do fat on my own then. So he started putting on weight. He tried to do it healthily, as healthily as you can, and then he wasn't putting on any weight, and he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, there's really no way to be healthy and put on 45 pounds in 2 months, so just go for it. You might as well just eat Big Macs and shit.
If the paper turns clear, it's your window to weight gain.
Yeah, that's an old Simpsons quote.
So that was his whole thing this season, is he just wanted to get like super fit for this season, and now he's kind of obsessed with it and probably won't go back.
Is that it? Are we done?
No, I don't think so, because Dennis really wasn't even in that last episode. So, no, I don't think so. I think they're going to keep going.
Another season?
They have to, man, because like the best episode to me all season was the one with Dennis up there doing the whole, God bless it, that was so freaking funny.
The clip show was funny, too.
Yes, so funny, so funny. And I've been watching Crikey, It's the Irwins.
Is that good?
It's a little, you know, cheesy, but whatever.
How old is his daughter now?
Old enough to where it makes my husband uncomfortable because she has big boobs.
I know she has huge tits. That's why I was asking. Anybody know how old she is?
20, I think.
Okay.
She's engaged.
All right. Oh, good.
Yeah. And I didn't even notice. He was like, he goes, God, her cans are huge. And it makes me uncomfortable because it's like all I think about is when she was a little girl or whatever. And I said, how? I've never even looked at her. I wouldn't even know that. And now that he said it, now I'm always staring at her tits when I'm having the show.
What exactly did he say?
He just said that.
Those aren't that big.
Yeah, just that her boobs are really big and very chesty.
Yeah, they're huge, ain't they?
They're kind of big. I mean,
they're big Aussie jugs.
But she's so sweet. And the son, you know, he's trying to ascend to Steve Irwin heights.
Hey, Bendy, you want to bendy on it? Ow!
That was, we can't play much of that. That's a prank call they used from, it was Gilbert Gottfried making fun of Steve Irwin's death, doing Andrew Dice Clay.
That was so bad.
Hey, Bendy, you want to swim around my stingray? Oh!
God. I miss Steve.
I did too. I loved him.
They show clips
of him.
It's
too bad Autumn isn't on tonight because she met him and cried. And
what?
Yeah.
She met him?
She was super obsessed with him. So we're talking, must have been 2002. And she met him. And the people, the handlers, wouldn't allow anybody near him. And the producer of the show at the time didn't really allow her near him either, even though she was an intern. So she was crying. I remember her coming to my office, and she was just, I said, what's the matter? They won't let me talk to him. And I felt terrible.
Aww. Oh, God. Well, I'm going to have to bring it back up next week for sure. And my last thing is, okay, I've watched American Horror Story, and I watched the finale last night. And as usual, it turned to a pile of shit again, like the last couple episodes, I thought, anyway.
Of what?
American Horror Story. I watched the whole thing.
I noped out.
No, I wasn't bored with it at all.
You liked the end of it?
That was all right.
It's too gay for me.
It got.
It did get pretty gay in the middle there, but.
No, I thought there's anything wrong with that.
But and you're not even trying to say homosexual gay, are you? Or are you saying that?
There's a little bit of both.
Okay.
there was like straight on. Two guys banging each other.
Yeah,
out there.
I don't want to see that.
Well,
and it's not because I'm homophobic. I just don't want to see
it. Is that why you quit
it.
Watching The Deuce? Because you don't like to see the big spoon, little spoons?
No, I don't mind that. I don't mind. It's because it belongs. It's like American Horror Story is one of those shows where they secretly shove SJW bullshit into it.
You want to talk about SJW shit? Try watching Doctor Who this
I don't
season.
Watch Nurse Who. I know all about it.
Every fucking episode is like social justice warriors fucking wrote the entire thing.
Well, that's the way it is. They're not doing a Christmas episode this year.
They're fucking ramming it down your throat so hard. I was like, I'm going to fucking stop watching Doctor Who.
Wow.
If
it's bothering you, then it's got to be
awful.
Because
Jeff will put up with all kinds of nonsense.
Shit, like, they're doing, like, what was it, Rosa Parks on the bus?
Yeah.
They, like, go back and watch that.
And then the India-Pakistan split?
Yeah,
what the fuck?
Oh, wow. Like, just gonna show. Christ. Are you gonna show women, Indian women, getting raped every 2 minutes? Like that really happens over there?
I don't know. No, it's about how they forced all the Muslims into Pakistan and all the
boring.
And then they're not doing a Christmas episode because whoever's writing that shit now is saying we've run out of ideas. Is it Stephen Moffat still?
No.
Yeah, they've run out of ideas for Christmas. Fuck you. It's a tradition. And you know what? They don't. They're doing a New Year's show. So not only do they have Nurse Who now. And the eight gay companions and the lesbians and it's just, okay, we get it.
I don't like the look of her.
Who?
The Jodie Whittaker? The Doctor Who lady. I don't like the look of her.
I don't, it's not Doctor Who.
She's just ambiguously something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's the BBC just fucking jamming it down your throat. And Jeff's right. If it's annoying Jeff, then it's annoying a lot more people. Because Jeff, I mean, has probably a more discerning taste than me. I just go, without even watching it, we'll judge it. Jeff won't do that. He'll give it a chance.
No, I'm going to take it further than that. I'm not going to say that Jeff has more discerning taste than you because I don't think that's true. I think Jeff will blindly watch shit that's horrible sometimes because he is so, you know, he's committed to it. Jeff is loyal to a show. And if he is being like
this. Well, that's what I meant to say, even though I probably didn't say it properly with the words I chose.
Yeah, I'm a Doctor Who fan, and I want to fucking watch it, but it's pissing me off because it's like beating me over the head with the SJW shit.
That's like, what I'm saying. Jeff's the only person that's stuck with The Walking Dead, for God's sakes.
Right.
It's loyalty. He's loyal.
I would, if I watched it, I'm sure I'd be fine. I just don't want to watch it anymore.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I mean, it got ridiculous, but.
I've never watched Doctor Who.
Go back and watch it from the reboot.
Yeah, start with Chris.
So I can be upset like you guys are now?
No, it's great. Chris Eggleston.
It was seriously good until what's his name? Peter Capaldi took over.
Yeah. The first season with Capaldi was good. After that, it sucked.
When he turns into Peter Capaldi, go from Christopher Eccleston until he turns into Peter Capaldi and then stop watching.
Yeah.
No, so this is like if I quit watching Dexter in season 5, I would have been so happy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, no. And I've seen him on a boat with a beard. Yeah,
you need to quit as soon as he kills fucking
the Trinity Killer. Yeah. If I would have stopped then, I would have been like, this is the greatest show I've ever seen.
I love Dexter. And then those last couple seasons, why am I watching this shit?
Yeah.
The Trinity Killer, you can't top that anyway.
No. That was Lithgow's finest performance.
You start with the Christopher Eggleston season, and he only did one season and left. Well, I don't know why, but he did. I love that. It was great.
And I think he wanted more money, and they wouldn't give it to him.
I think he didn't want to be on the series forever. But I think you're probably right. But then who is the woman? What's her name?
His companion.
Yeah, it's Rose. But what's her real name? The actress's name is. She's fantastic. She was on that. You know, she played
their
a hooker.
Secret Diary of a Call Girl.
Yeah, but anyway. She was really, really good as Rose, and the Rose storyline was great. And then when David Tennant came in and his character interacting with her, and then the other companions that David Tennant had were good. Even the weird lady, I forget her name, but I loved her. And it was just fantastic. And Matt Smith and Amy Pond, what's her real name? God, why are we? We're old.
Karen Gillan.
Karen Gillan was great. Absolutely great. Peter Capaldi shows up.
Best episode of the entire series is the Matt Smith one and Karen Gillan with Vincent Van Gogh.
Yes. Oh, my God. That is such a great episode.
Yep.
Fucking beautiful. It's sad. It's funny. It's...
Isn't the show like Voyagers or something?
No. But kind of, I guess.
I mean, there's time travel, so.
No one's shooting themselves in the head.
But then like going back and fixing stuff like Sam Beckett-ing stuff or anything like
kinda,
that?
Kind of, yeah. It depends. Or preventing things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But
yeah. So it is kind of like a quantum leap situation.
Now they want to let you know how horrible white people are.
Mm.
Especially men.
I already know.
Yeah, white men. Cause of all the problems in the world.
No, they just shoot everybody.
All right. So.
Did you see The Predator yet?
No. Is that any good?
It was all right.
Was it better than Predators?
Because
I liked Predators.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No. Predators is the sequel, right?
That's the one that with Adrian Brody.
That's the most recent one.
I'm talking about the one with Olivia Munn.
No, the most recent one is Predator.
Oh, right. I didn't know.
The Predator,
yeah. Has the blonde-haired dude from Narcos.
Right.
Yeah, Adrian Brody killed them all by sniffing them. Are we going to rate your reviews? You give us 1 to 5 stars, we going to rate your reviews. And if you win, you're going to get a gold star.
Good jam there, partner.
We don't play that one very often. That was the one our friend Rob Jenners made for us.
Jenners.
And the reason we're playing is because I couldn't find the other one.
Are we ever going to get Jenners in here?
I would love to have him come in.
He you know, I was trying to get him back before he had his health scare there. And
yeah.
We kind of stopped talking about it after that, but I think we should
reach out to him.
Yeah, he's doing good now.
Let's get him in and have him in for a Christmas thing or a holiday thing. All right, we have a bunch of new reviews. This one comes from Red Caesar, and he wants me to do it as Rush Limbaugh or Brian Kemp. I'm going to go with Brian Kemp. Brian Kemp, of course, is going to be the next governor of Georgia as soon as they're done counting all the napkins that people who don't know how to vote wrote their names on. Okay.
You left that hanging Chad on your ballot.
Yeah. I don't even want to talk about it.
It's just a booger.
People are so fucking stupid. I don't know how to vote. All right. I'm Brian Kemp. You know when you go to... Oh, by the way, this is from Red Caesar.
Tim's pointing a gun at me right now.
You be quiet over there. I'm Brian Kemp. I'm going to be the next governor of Georgia. Right now, this review comes from Red Caesar. 5 stars. Always a treat to listen. You know when you go to the bakery? If you go to the bakery. And you're on your way home just thinking about the pastry in that bag that is just delicious and amazing? Well, that's the same feeling I get when I download the podcast and can't wait to listen. Thank you, guys. Tim, you're super awesome.
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh and Brian Kemp, They're my favorites.
Bravo, so, Brian Kemp.
I give that one 3 stars because he only mentioned you and not anybody else.
Okay.
I give it five stars because I liked all of the bakery analogies.
Yes. All right. Let's see. This one doesn't have a preference for a voice. Let me go ahead and he says, or Emma. Her name is Emma.
Emma 50/50.
Funny, and more funny by Emma 50/50. 5 stars. So you guys have to pick a voice, and I have to go with the first one you say.
Al Gore from South Park.
Guys, I'm super. I can't do that.
Why not? You could do that.
I'll just keep doing Brian Kemp.
Do Johnny Cash.
Hi, I'm going to do Brian Kemp. If you want to listen to a podcast that makes you feel like you're sitting around with a group of your funniest friends talking about all your favorite TV shows, podcasts, and more, then Radio Labyrinth is for you. Each week, they will expose you to new shows that you didn't know you needed to see or hear. Luckily, it's a listening medium, so they can expose themselves.
They can't expose themselves.
Oh, I'd like it the other way. Steph has the best radio voice and swears when perfectly appropriate.
Oh, my God.
Jeff is calm and sounds like a warm blanket feels.
Wet blanket, maybe.
And Tim and Autumn are comic geniuses with their impersonations. So good, I can't even pick my favorite for them to read on the show. Listen to this podcast now, or you are a loser, Stacey Abrams.
I give that one 5 stars because it mentions everybody.
That was beautiful.
Are you guys ready for Barney's?
Okay.
Great shows that make me laugh my teeth out of my mouth. Sorry, I'm older than Tim. The stories are the best. They're really, really good. Trust me. Believe me. I love it when you all tell the behind the scenes happening. I'm glad Tim finally got April on board to do the voices. I mean, Autumn. Y'all so funny. Please do cut the language down so I can get my grandchildren to hear about great movies and TV shows. Please, Tim, do this in Trump's voice. Thank you, Barney 322011. 5 stars.
Yeah, I give that one 5 stars also.
I give it 5 as well.
Even though it's all Tim-centric.
It's so, I mean, this is, well, no, there's Autumn's on there.
Oh, yeah, Autumn. April.
Yes, April.
It's a team sport, Jeff.
I know.
This one didn't specify, so I'm going to go with Paul Stanley, okay? This one's from Medic GML. Hi, Jimmy. 5 stars. This podcast covers entertainment with an emphasis on television and movies. Don't let your children listen. This crew of 4 takes you on an adult adventure that will leave you laughing. That's because Tim exposes his penis. 5 stars. Prepare to be entertained.
I give that one 5 stars,
I give it 5 stars, too. I think that's Jeff Lyle, and he has that beautiful farm with all those animals.
I thought his name was Jimmy.
No, I think it's, isn't that Jeff Lyle? That's the Medic JMO.
Maybe it's because I see the two things together and I think Jim, whatever. Now I feel like a fucking jerk. Thanks, Steph.
You're welcome.
Anyway, thank you everybody for leaving reviews. By the way, if you leave us a review, you can do it this way. Go to iTunes if that's where you subscribe or wherever else and leave us 5 stars and a review. And that'll push us up in the rankings and more people will listen, which means we can do more shows and have more fans. And we would love that from you. And if you do that for us, we will read it. You get to pick a voice. Tim or Autumn, that would be myself, or Autumn will do it in character, and then we will rate them. Everybody got 5 stars except for the first one, which Jeff gave 3 stars.
That was just being mean. And I want to say in the Emma 50/50, that was Emily Hine Warren, and she posted in the Radio Labyrinth group.
Radio Shack.
She was explaining herself about saying that I had the best voice. Like, she wasn't trying to poo-poo your voices. She was
I don't
just
think
being,
that. She likes
I know,
your voice.
But she was just being so sweet about it.
I've told you you have a good voice. You know,
I suck.
Oh, well, I mean, I do.
I suck.
Oh, fuck. God, I forgot where my head was. So
you want to draw a Patreon for the Metro
Cobra
giveaway?
Yeah, you're going to want this? You're going
to
want it?
No, let's give one to the best reviewer.
Oh, well, that's kind of, but they're all good.
I know they're all good.
I don't know how to pick that. That's not, I don't think that's.
Well, they left us reviews and we have.
But plus, I don't know who, I don't know the people's real names.
All right, well, we know that, we don't know Red Caesar, but we're going to write that down. And then you got Emma, and then you got Barney, whoever the fuck Barney is.
You know who Barney is. Barney is, you know who Barney is.
I love you. Mr. Furley?
Mr.
Furley.
He's dead.
Barney.
Barney Furley?
Fife.
Shut up, Beavis. So we have four names here. See this in my hand right now.
All right, cool.
So I'm not cheating.
Make it fair. Yeah.
No, I'm going to throw them in the air.
Okay.
Close my eyes.
All right, I'll pick.
You pick it.
All right, I'm picking this one that flew over here, and it's turned over, and it is Emma.
Okay, congratulations,
Emily
Emma.
Hine
we did
Warren.
Not cheat. We
no,
all.
No, we did not.
So Jeff, reach out to Emily Hine Warren.
All right.
That's a pretty good idea, Tim.
Congrats, Emily Hine Warren.
Yeah, thank you.
Next week, we'll just pull a patron at random.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to do my staff pick real quick because I got to go to the bathroom and we got to wrap up.
Sure.
So, my staff pick is The Impeachment of Bill Clinton, November 18th on A&E. It is a documentary about Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky and Jizz.
Oh, good.
If in case you haven't, you know, thought about it or worried about it or gave a shit about it in 30 years or however long it's been, there you go. And now, so I don't piss myself, Jeff and Steph will regale you with their staff picks.
We will do it. Go, Jeff.
My staff pick is The Ballad of Buster Scruggs on Netflix. I've been mentioning it for a little while. It comes out on the 16th, which is, what, Friday?
Perfect for the weekend.
Yeah, and it's like, it was going to be, it's like six episodes, I think, but they cut it down into one like long anthology kind of movie.
What do you think about that? You think that's going to make it better? Or?
People are saying that it's still good that way. But I kind of would have liked to have seen it be a series.
Who's all starring in it?
It's like that guy from their other... I forget what that guy's name is, but James Franco's going to be in it, Liam Neeson, Tom Waits.
Oh.
Brendan Gleeson, Tyne Daly.
Tyne Daly. They dusted her off and brought her back.
Blake Nelson. That's who I was trying to think
oh,
of.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, good. Okay, because I've seen the previews for it, and I've been hearing about it, and it's a Western,
Western,
right?
Western, yeah.
Well, they definitely...
It collects six different stories set in the Old West. They vary in tone, though many are comedic, it says, and they're tied together by the presence of a title character, a sharpshooting songster played by Tim Blake Nelson.
Yeah, so
it's like if the Coen brothers did Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, I don't know if it's
or not Blazing Saddles, but like Silverado or something like that. Okay.
You guys listen to Small Town Murder?
I've tried to listen to it.
They're recording a podcast tonight in Atlanta somewhere. Caitlin went.
Yeah, I see your wife is there.
I didn't know she liked the true crime podcasts.
She's just getting into podcasts now.
Oh.
She really liked Dirty John.
Oh, is she going to watch the show when it comes on Bravo?
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if they're going to do it right.
Don't tell her to listen to Radio Labyrinth.
She listens sometimes.
all right, my staff pick is Narcos Mexico, which comes out this Friday on Netflix.
Is this a new season of Narcos?
Yeah, but it's a totally different take on it.
They're not letting the Narcos across the border this time. They're trying to get across the border.
Yeah, and
bad
this,
hombres.
Well, it's a totally different. It doesn't have anything to do with Pablo
Somebody's
Escobar.
Somebody's doing the raping.
It doesn't have anything to do anything with. And it has totally different stars. You got Michael Pena is playing the DEA agent, Kiki Camarena, and then Diego Luna from Rogue One, who I loved. I thought he was so good in that.
Oh yeah,
you remember?
Yeah, yeah, I love him.
He was excellent. Yeah, okay,
Rogue One is the best new Star Wars movie.
I agree. He plays the deadly godfather of the first Mexican cartel that rose to power in the 80s, Miguel Angel Felix Gallardo.
You like Michael Pena in this, but you don't like him in Ant-Man and the Wasp. Huh?
I love Michael Pena generally. I liked him in End of Watch. I liked him in Observe and Report. I mean, I generally love Michael Pena. That's why I look forward to him.
He was the funniest part of Ant-Man.
He was, yeah. They didn't have enough of him in it. He should have been way more of the focal point of it. But anyway, so the Narcos Mexico, even if you never watched any seasons of Narcos, they said you can drop right into this because it has nothing to do with the other seasons. It's like its whole own show. But it's, you know, still, if you like all that DEA, grizzly getting killed and chopped up by Mexican drug cartel shit, which I do. I enjoy it. This is the show for you. You should be into this.
Cool. Well, all right. Everybody done?
Yeah. Done.
We're getting King of Pops in here.
Well, I was just going to say that. Yeah. A little housekeeping. King of Pops, Stephen Carse, Wednesday the 5th of December.
Yay! I'm so excited.
We're trying
to work out the logistics for getting those pop-pops.
That'd be good.
I still might have to go to the King of Pops headquarters and pick them up. But
chocolate sea salt for me for regular pops.
God, what can't
I haven't I haven't breached the subject of bringing regular pops.
Come on, he asked you. You can't come empty handed.
I'm gonna eat those dog pops. I don't care.
Fuck it.
I'm gonna eat them. I want to know. Like, why can't we wrestle a sponsorship out of these Nitro people or the King of Pops? Dude, that would be great.
Yes, we need a sponsorship. If you're looking to sponsor a podcast that's local in Atlanta. It's very cheap. Contact me.
Yeah.
Yeah. At Facebook, Radio Labyrinth, on the Twitter there. Twitter there, you know. Yeah, it's Tim Andrews here and at @radio_labyrinth. Not doing a good job with the Norm. You know who does the best Norm McDonald? I discovered it this week.
Who did?
Jay Moore.
Oh, yeah.
He's the only one I've ever heard do it without going, hey, 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 hey. He sounds just like him. Because I've been doing research on Opie and Anthony, and then you get sucked in those rabbit holes of Jay Moore does everybody.
Yeah.
And he's so good.
He's a great impersonator. Well,
you gotta
watch
that Sandler 100% fresh.
I know.
You haven't watched it yet?
Week.
No. But I did watch Jay Moore doing a scene from Goodfellas with Norm MacDonald and Adam Sandler.
I'm going to have to see that.
What do you mean I'm funny? Your heart's the way you are. I don't know. You know. You're the one who said it. So.
Well, I'm going to tell you, people can warn you all they want about that Adam Sandler thing, about that Chris Farley tribute part, and they'll be like, oh, you're going to cry, you're going to cry. And you'll be like, oh, shut up, I'm not going to cry. You're going to cry.
Okay, I love him.
It's going to make you cry.
All right.
It's so good.
All right, everybody. We will be back next week
with
an interview.
Yeah,
I'll be doing the interview. So look for that. Have a happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving. Over the woods, through the fields, and all that shit. The list of patrons is coming up after we say, keep it canon.
Christmas.
Hey, everyone out there in the Radio Labyrinth listening area. I'm Alan Sanders, host of the Wilder Ride podcast. Me and my co-host, Walt Murray, started this early in 2018, and we dedicate our main seasons to using the Movies by Minutes format to look at one movie, one Gene Wilder flick, 1 minute at a time, hence the name The Wilder Ride. Well, our first film was Over and Done, and that was Young Frankenstein, and we announced that next year we will be doing Blazing Saddles. But in the meantime, we had some free time on our hands. In the Halloween time frame, we had a poll from our listeners group inside of Facebook, and they wanted us to break down Poltergeist, which we finished in the month of October. But we decided we still have a couple of months left in the year. Why not do something holiday-oriented? Well, we put out a poll, and yours truly totally screwed up the poll, and instead of locking it down to the four movies Walt and I would have loved to have done, we left it open, and that meant we had additional options. And one additional option took the most votes, and that was Chevy Chase's classic National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Episode 1 has already dropped. Now that is a free episode to everyone out there via thewilderride.com or just search for The Wilder Ride at your podcatcher of choice. But the rest of the episodes, much like with Poltergeist, are going to be available only on our Patreon page to help offset our costs for doing the podcast. So if you'd like to listen to the rest of Christmas Vacation or go back and catch up on Poltergeist, or any of the other content that we'll be putting on Patreon over the coming months, then come on over and subscribe. Patreon.com/The Wilder Ride. We are on Facebook, we are on Twitter, we are even on Instagram. Everything is The Wilder Ride. And if you are interested, come join our listeners group. We've got a regular Facebook page, which is facebook.com/The Wilder Ride. But click on the join group, it's a closed group. And we'll ask you just a couple of questions, make sure you're not a bot, and we would love to have you join in the conversation. So a big shout out to Tim and Jeff, Autumn and Steph, and in memory of Effin Ira, who actually is over on our Facebook page, but is having some time off from the Radio Labyrinth. I appreciate having a chance to chat with you guys. On behalf of Walt Murray, I'm Alan Sanders. Come on by, check it out, The Wilder Ride. Oh, and one more thing. I know the Radio Labyrinth has its own page. Hopefully you will subscribe for this wonderful podcast. I listen to it weekly. Love Tim Andrews and company. I hope you go out to iTunes and other podcatchers and leave them a review. And it's really important to add a comment, because somehow the algorithms become a little more strong when you leave a 5-star rating and take the time to leave a comment. And while you're at it, if you're over at the Wilder Ride, do the same for us. We would love for that 5-star rating and drop us a comment. And I appreciate once again Tim asking me to put a little spot together for his broadcast. So thanks, everybody. Let's get back to Radio Labyrinth.
Oh, hey there, everybody. It's Bing Crosby. You know, it's the holiday season, and Thanksgiving kicks it off. I can't wait to gather around the table with my family and watch the wife cook all morning long. She starts off by putting the turkey in, and then she makes the mashed potatoes, and we watch football while she continues to slave in the kitchen just the way it ought to be. That's how God wanted it. But nowadays, why, you can just go buy a turkey at the grocery store, and I don't know what the world's coming to, but hey, I'm not here to lament. It's the holiday season. Happy holidays. Oh, what? Oh, that's right. I'm here to tell you all about the Radio Labyrinth patrons. Why, you could go to www.patreon.com/TimAndrews. Sign up today. They have all sorts of different levels. Why, even my friend Percival and I will come to your house and wash your feet. So let's not waste any time. Let's say thank you to everybody. Aaron Roberts, Adam Kelly, A.J. Dysart, Al McKeon, Amber Gilpatrick, Andrew Harbin, Andrew Hopkins, Brennan Price, Brian Jackson, Brooke Sizemore, Buck Monterey, Chad Shepard, Chris Colhard, Chris Knight, Chris Meitzler, Chris Weiland, Christopher Cosentino, Colin Oman, Dan Carroll, Daniel Pitts, Darren Downey, David C. Funk, Dean Poole, Debbie McDonald and Denise Reynolds, Dennis Davis, Dustin Lawler, Emily Warren, Eric Malmstrom, Garrett Kimball, Herb Lamb, J.B., Jamie Kirkland, Jeremy Truman, John Bennett, Jonathan Wilson, Jose Perales, Joshua Schiffer, Keith Tate, Kevin Stokes, Kit Beatty, Lauren Calderman, Leslie Haney, Leslie Norman, Lou Caniglio, Mark Piero, Mark Weiland, Matt Carter, Matt Talley, Matt Tenaglia, Mike D., Mike Hall, Mike Spittler, Nicholas Frank, Robert Calderman, Robert Haley, Ruben Aguilar, Rusty Weinberg, Ryan O'Connor, Ryan Humans, Seth Ingram, Sean Hall, Sherry Dougherty, Stephanie Kaminsky, Trent, good old Trent, Wayne Blair, Wendy Muller, and last but not least, Zach Pittman.